McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting the latest Supreme Court nominee again faces congressional scrutiny. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch faces at least one more day of direct questioning by a Senate panel Wednesday before members vote on whether to recommend his nomination to the full Senate. More from VOA congressional correspondent Michael Bowman.
Gorsuch praised former President Barack Obama's pick for the same seat, Judge Merrick Garland, but declined to comment when asked if he agreed with Republicans' refusal to consider his nomination.
I can't get involved in politics.
Again and again, Gorsuch refused to be pinned down on thorny topics that might come before the Supreme Court, including when Democrat Dianne Feinstein asked whether courts should decide the extent of Americans' right to bear arms.
Can you do yes or no?
No, I wish I could.
I wish you could, too.
Gorsuch will face at least one more day of direct questioning in committee. Later, the panel will vote on whether to recommend his nomination to the full Senate, where Republicans hold a slim two-seat majority. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Time for talk running out. President Donald Trump on Tuesday had that warning to wavering House Republicans that their jobs were on the line in next year's elections if they failed to back a GOP bill that would upend Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act. The countdown quickened toward an expected vote Thursday on legislation undoing much of the law that has provided coverage to some 20 million Americans. Trump huddled behind closed doors with rank-and-file Republicans just hours after GOP leaders unveiled changes intended to pick up votes. This is VOA News.